This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. This khutbah is not intended to be a political commentary, because khutbatul jum'ah is far more important than political commentary. Politics is the daily happenings and the rise and fall of so-and-so. That lacks insight and wisdom, lacks permanence. But this is intended as something that is related to what we believe, to our aqidah, to something that should be stable in our hearts and in our minds. As we are witnessing the slaughter of innocent people in Gaza, and you see under the rubble dead children, decapitated children, entire families buried. Sometimes they could be extracted and sometimes that becomes their grave. Fathers clinging to their children, dying together. Entire families wiped out. What is being killed there is not only innocent souls. What is under the rubble is not only innocent souls, but also Western values. And that is something that may not come back to life, despite efforts to do so. Values like international rule of law, values like human rights, values like democracy, values like free speech, values like freedom of assembly, values like equality, that had been the staple of the Western message for decades, these are being slaughtered. And we have to understand how susceptible we are and were to this propaganda, so that we don't fall victim to it again. See, the story begins from a time when we were colonized. Many Muslim countries were colonized. And the colonizer came with a message, we are civilized and you are not. We have values and you don't. We are fully developed, evolved human beings and you're not. And a lot of us then, the colonized, we internalized that message. We really believed that what they had was better than what we had. That they had the civilization, but we lacked it. Our Islam lacked it. Our Quran lacked it. See, we were always inferior in front of them, and we always thought of ourselves as inferior in front of them. So we lived as colonized people. Even after they left, we were still colonized in our heads. Physically, we were not under their control, but mentally and emotionally, we were still their subjects. We were still succumbing to their dictates and what they wanted from us. And after World War I and World War II, and though these things happened on mainly Western lands, from Western people, by Western people, against Western people, they were called world wars. But even though it happened to them, After World War II, they decided we need a new world where the structure will be that it's going to prevent conflicts like these. So we're going to have the United Nations or the League of Nations, and we're going to have international law and conventions, and we're going to have values that are supposed to permeate every country. So everybody is born equal. Every life matters. Everybody's equal in front of the law. We're going to work to spread freedom of democracy. Not only that, they will tell us that they will wage wars to spread democracy. How noble are you when you spread wars simply just for the sake of democracy? You gain nothing from it, but simply so that the other person will be free. That is very noble. So that's what they said. And we believed it. A lot of us believed it. And we believed in democracy so much, and freedom so much, and equality between people, and equality between the sexes, and all of this. And they weaponized that against us. They used it against us. So that they would ask us, you don't have democracy in Islam? And because we really are inferior, we thought, no. We'll work on Islam so that it can incorporate democracy. We'll take some stuff out of the Quran. We'll take some stuff out of the Sunnah. But are you happy with us? You don't have equality between the sexes, men and women in the Quran, in Islam. We say, no. We will work on that. If you don't like something in the Quran and the Sunnah, we'll reinterpret that. Now, can we win the title of moderate Muslims? You say, maybe we will like you. You don't have freedom of expression? They said, no, we will legislate freedom of expression. And we did all of these things, and we believed in all of these things. And they also told us, we also want you to open your borders for us, so we can flood them with our goods. We want you to become part of our global consumer market, where we decimate your local production and make you utterly dependent on us. And we said, yes, and we want you also to open the minds and heart of your kids for us so that we could feed them our values so that they can start thinking like us so that they can turn against their history and their religion. And we said, yes, because we admire you so much. We want to be like you so much. So of course we want our children to forget their own original language and to speak your own and to exactly think like you, because this is what a civilized person looks like. Because we thought of ourselves as less, as animals, right? Because that language keeps repeating till today, right? Because you wouldn't slaughter a people like this if you believe that they're human beings. You would slaughter them like that if they are less than human beings. If they are animals, then it's easy to do this. If they are bugs, it's easy to do that, because you don't really care about them. So that is a thing that they said before, but this is something that they feel, and some of them verbalize. Not all of them, because they knew that that's not popular. But the conclusion is the same. So we said yes, and yes, and yes, and yes. Then when we wanted to have a democracy in our lands, they toppled it. And they destroyed it. And one coup after the other, they instilled dictators. And we asked them, well, why is so if democracy is so sacred? They tell us, because democracy doesn't work for us if you have it. So we need to have a dictator who will destroy your future and steal your wealth, and we'll be happy with him and we will prop him. And then you understand democracy is not a universal value. As long as it works for them, it's good, but it doesn't work for you. So you'll be denied that. Freedom of expression, sacred, isn't it? Unless you say something that they don't like. And then you get barred because of it, punished because of it, banned because of it, threatened because of it, shadow banned because of it. You can't say what you want whenever you want it. You can't protest whatever you want whenever you want it. You are going to pay a heavy price if you say something that goes against us. And then you wonder, where is the freedom of expression that you made us feel guilty because we don't have? You, it seems, don't have it as well. So that's another value that bites the dust. Equality. Or care for women. You wouldn't care for women if you're killing their children like this, would you? You wouldn't care for women if you're destroying their families and their future like that. You wouldn't really be caring for women. So what do you care for? So all of this propaganda that came from the West, and I want to really distinguish what I mean by the West so I'm not misunderstood. I don't mean by it every individual Western person walking the earth. Because there are many among them who are principled and idealists, and they will stand up to the truth, and we need to recognize this. Some of them will take unpopular stands and they will pay a price for it, something that a lot of us, we do not do. So they need to be recognized for this. What I mean by the West is the power structure, the elites, a corrupt political system in the West. And it's so odd to call a political system in the West corrupt. Because this is usually reserved for whom? Third world countries. Developing countries. But people who are living in the West understand that their system is rigged. Their system is flawed and corrupt to the bone. They understand that. And that it needs reform. And some of them will tell you it's even beyond reform. Take any political figure right now who's saying all these nonsensical things in support of aggression. Replace him with a political figure from the opposite party. Would he not say the exact same thing? Would the position not change? They will say exactly the same thing, because the structure that they are in dictates what they have to say. They're not free. What they say is scripted, and they have to follow that script. So the political system itself is flawed and corrupt in the West. And Westerners understand that. And they will even tell you we don't have democracies anymore in the West. It's not a democratic system anymore. You see how many people have marched against this aggression and genocide? Does it change anything? How many hundreds of thousands and thousands of people marched against the Gulf War? Did it change anything that the governments did? They ignored them completely. Democracy is the voice of the people, and the people are voiceless. The political elite, special interests, money, corporations, people standing behind the scene, these are the ones who are truly in control. The objectivity of the media. How long have we been complaining about the bias of the media? Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it so the people in the West themselves disbelieve in their own media. They don't trust it anymore. And if we tell and we ask people, if you don't trust your own media when it's reporting about the economy, about politics, about societal matters, why would you trust it when it's reporting about Gaza? If you don't trust your own politicians and you understand that they lie to you, why would you trust their narrative about what is happening in Palestine? If you understand that your system is completely flawed and broken, why do you still subscribe to these ideals? And that question is a question that needs to be directed at us. What is more important than liberating a piece of land is liberating the Muslim mind and heart. And that has to precede anything else that takes place. That if I'm still enslaved internally to these values, if I still believe that Islam is inferior to these values, then I'm still colonized. I'm still a subject. Not until you understand that what Allah had revealed is superior to their propaganda. Not until that you refuse from now on to be lectured by them when they come and say, do you believe in human rights? Who are you to preach such a thing? Who are you to preach democracy? Who are you to preach objectivity? Who are you to preach
equality? Who are you to preach anything to me when you slaughter me like this? Who are you to preach anything when you contradict yourself, when your double standards have been glaringly obvious to everyone? When you're so hypocritically standing with against another, how are you able to preach any of this? Not until we're able to liberate ourselves from that yoke, and then we say to ourselves, and we'll only submit to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. And I will understand their hypocrisy, so no more will I feel inferior to their attacks or questions or suggestions. They have to justify themselves. I don't have to justify myself. So if you or I, you still want to think like them, you still want to subscribe to their ideals, you still want to look like them in how they talk, in how they walk, in how they comb their hair, and how they dress themselves or their children, and how they eat. If you're impressed by all of this and you want to look like them, then we haven't learned anything. What the people of Gaza are teaching us is that in the face of that overwhelming oppression, they could stand strong and say, we believe in Allah and the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and no matter this, our appointment is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have been more effective in conveying the message of Islam than some of us. Because some who are looking at them, and this may have become a trend, Allahu A'lam, they're looking at some of them and they're saying, where do they derive all that patience and certainty from? That they could lose their wives, their children, or their loved ones, and he is still standing strong and believing in Allah Azza wa Jal. And the answer that came to them is from the Quran. So some non-Muslims are starting to read the Quran to discover the source of that strength. See, when you become confident in what you have, then what you have spreads. But when we are slaves to other people, we will always be slaves to them. So don't plead and say, where is the international community? There is no such a thing. That's just an imagination. It does not exist. Where is international law? That doesn't exist. Where is, we appeal to humanity, we appeal, that really does not exist. The one that we need to appeal to is Allah Azza wa Jal. And we need to ask Him for help. And we need to straighten up and be worthy of Allah's help. And we need to stop looking at ourselves the way our adversaries look at us. Look at yourself the way that Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was. You want to be called a moderate Muslim? Ask yourself, what label would they give Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam? A moderate Muslim? Really? Because what they're asking you to do is be unlike Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Because this is the way that they will like you. So consumerism, as distracting as it is one of those values. Just keep buying and living for the here and now. Keep moving the economy until you die. If you subscribe to that, then we're still slaves. Secularism. We don't want religion in public life. Doesn't want to affect anything. If you live as a secular Muslim, if you praise that idea, then we are still slaves. Feminism. If you believe that men are against women, women are against men, and then we need to change the Quran and Sunnah, we understand them for us to fit, then we're still slaves. All of these things need to be abandoned. All these things are the heirs of the colonizers. And we need to be true slaves of Allah and His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. I'm reminded of an ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ha antum ulai tuhibbunahum wa la yuhibbunakum. Here, look at you. You love them, but they don't love you, though you believe in all the scripture. Right? Here, look at it. You love them, but they don't love you, even though you believe in their book. But they don't love you. And when they meet you, وَإِذَا لَقُوكُمْ قَالُوا أَمَنَّا. When they meet you face to face, publicly, they say, we believe. Meaning they're really nice to you. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا عَضُّوا عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَنَامِلَ مِنَ الْغَيْظِ. But when they leave and they're alone, they bite on their fingers out of rage against you. They don't have the power at that time to express that rage. But Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling you what they feel. They're nice in front of you, but behind you, they wish that they could slaughter you. So wake up when you see all of these things. And keep seeing all of these things if you can stomach it. Keep watching all of these images if you stomach it, because it has to be seared in our mind and consciousness. This is what they will do to all of us if they have the power. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Some of us may have felt so frustrated and so weakened by all these things that they've witnessed. And some may have started to lose hope, and some may have started to question, where is the victory of Allah? Where is Allah's relief? Where is this and where is that? And when will this happen? And all of these questions that they're natural to come. But it's also important for us to understand that we are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah never in the Quran promised us individually that you and I will see Allah's victory. He didn't promise us this. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not be weak and do not be sad, and you are the uppermost if you have iman. That if you have iman, you cannot be sad. Because your appointment is with Allah Azza wa Jal, not in the dunya, but in the akhirah. And he told his Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, اصبر إن وعد الله حق. He says, be patient, the promise of Allah is true. And then he told him, فَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِي نَعِدُهُمْ أَوْ نَتَوَفَّيَنَّكَ فَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ. If we show you some of what we had promised them, or we take your soul before it, they all will come back to us. So Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was told that, deliver this message and you be patient and the promise of Allah is true, and you may die before something happens to them, or you may live to witness it. So you and I were not given that promise that you must see this. The promise that we are given is that if you hold on to the truth, whether you die or not, you have won. And Allah Azza wa Jal sent prophets, and I want you to imagine yourself as one of those prophets. He sent prophets that were killed. He sent prophets that no single person believed in them. They came, they gave the message, none believed in them. And they went away without one single follower. Some of them went away without followers and they were killed. Was that a loss? Was that devastating? Or did they win because they delivered Allah's message and they were patient? So if we are attached to results, then we're going to doubt Allah Azza wa Jalla. We have a choice. You can doubt Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then you can be alone. Or you can attach yourself to his promises, saying that no matter, as again, like some and many of the people in Gaza are doing, no matter if we die, we go where? To Allah Azza wa Jalla. What Allah has is better than what this world has for us. But I don't have to see that magnificent victory. What I have to hold on to is my iman. And sooner and later, Allah's promise will be fulfilled. It may not be with me, but with my children or grandchildren, but it will be fulfilled. But your job is to do what? Is protect your post. And be strong. And ask Allah for that strength. And if you don't have it in the face of all of this, then read the Quran. Read the Quran so it becomes the reflections upon what is happening. So you don't become weak and hopeless. Read the book of Allah Azza wa Jal and you'll understand. Banu Israel may have stayed, the Israelites may have stayed for centuries under Pharaohs, enslaved. Yet there came a time when they were freed. So no matter how long this goes on, there's always an end to injustice. And the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal must be fulfilled despite everything that they do. Despite all of it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Those who disbelieve, they spend their money to turn people away from Allah Azza wa Jal. Then Allah says, they'll spend it. ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرًا. Then it will be a source of regret for them. ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. Then they'll be defeated. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ يُحْشَرُونَ. Those who disbelieve, they will return to Jahannam. Meaning, they will spend all of that money and put all of that effort. But all that they're doing in 1, 2, 3 months or years, we don't know. That will be a source of regret for them. And then they will be defeated because of opposing Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you want evidence for that, just go and Google how many trillions of dollars they spent on invading Afghanistan and Iraq. Trillions. And that became a source of regret for them. And they got nothing from it. So the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal is true. We just have to be patient enough. So adopt a different perspective than the perspective in here and now. And believe in Allah Azza wa Jal with all your heart. And understand that there is wisdom behind every single thing that is happening because Allah allows it to happen. Learn from it and become a better person, a better Muslim because of it. We ask Allah Rabbil Alameen, Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah, save the people of Gaza from all harm. Ya Allah, save the people of Gaza and Palestine and their surrounding areas from all harm, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask them that you send them food and water. Ya Allah, send them medicine and support, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, send your soldiers to assist them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, repel the aggression of the aggressors. Ya Allah, repel the aggression of the aggressors. Ya Allah, repel the aggression of the aggressors, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, spread disunity among them, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, protect us all from their harm. Ya Allah, protect us all from their harm. Ya Allah, protect us all from their harm. Ya Allah, distract them with their own internal problems so that they would turn away from us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allah, we ask you that you grant us power on the face of this earth so that they don't do something like that to us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you that you free our minds and hearts being enslaved to the disbelievers, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allow us to be true servants of you and true followers of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, change us because of what we are seeing to the better. Ya Allah, change us because of what we are seeing and witnesses for the better. Make us of those who champion our brothers and sisters and make us of those who champion your religion, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allahumma ya Rabbi kuffa ba'sa al-kuffari an ahli ghazata wa filastina wa man hawlaha ya Rabbal Alameen. اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم اللهم رد بأس الكافرين اللهم رد بأس الكافرين اللهم رد بأس الكافرين اللهم اجعله في نحورهم واعذنا من شرورهم اللهم اجعله في نحورهم واعذنا من شرورهم اللهم اجعله في نحورهم واعذهم واعذنا من شرورهم اللهم أطعم المستضعفين رب العالمين واسقهم رب العالمين اللهم داوي مرضاهم اللهم داوي مرضاهم اللهم داوي مرضاهم اللهم اربط على قلوبهم اللهم ثبتهم يا رب العالمين اللهم تقبل موتاهم شهداء يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ردنا جميعا إلى دينك ردا جميلا اللهم اجعلنا ممن يقرأ كتابك ويتبعه وممن يتبع سنة رسولك عليه الصلاة والسلام اللهم اجعلنا ممن نصر دينك ونصر سنة رسولك عليه الصلاة والسلام السلام. اللهم اجعلنا لا تجعلنا ممن خذل إخواننا اللهم لا تجعلنا ممن خذل إخواننا اللهم لا تجعلنا ممن خذل إخواننا يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا أجمعين اللهم اجعل مأوانا الجنة أجمعين اللهم اجعلنا في الفردوس الأعلى يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا ولأولادنا وزوجاتنا وأزواجنا ومن له حق علينا ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات وأقم الصلاة.